Oh, this is lovely. God, I was lucky to find this little motel after I fell off the bike. Not sure exactly where I am.
Ah, that's just what.
Lost all direction, just like the PDs during their second term. I wonder if this Mr. Bates chap has a telephone.
Hey! Hey, what the feck? Who turned off the water? I have fructus in my eyes, I can't see a thing. Hello? Mr. Bates? Is that you? Ah, fructus. What the feck? Who are you?
I'm here to finish you off.
No, no, please, I beg you. Give me a second chance. I mean term. Oh, God, you're hideous. What are you?
You can call me Irish Water.
No!
Sir, I must inform you, the loneliness and isolation can be a problem in itself, you know. It can actually drive a man crazy.
Well, let me assure you, that's not going to happen to me, with respect.
From the twisted mind of Stanley Kubrick, a couple take over an isolated abandoned hotel for the winter.
We can use the deep fat fryers and everything. Wow, the freezers are huge. Look, croquettes, they're like posh chips.
I don't suppose anyone told you about the tragedy we had here back in the winter of 1970?
I don't know who was responsible for that. I don't have any information about that. It's just between me and you now, Mary Lou.
And you can use the time to write your memoirs.
But you see, the issue is I don't remember anything.
Nothing could prepare the young, clean-cut woman for the horrors that awaited her.
Jerry, is that you? I heard strange voices in the night. Voices that said, you were going to kill our election chances.
I did not interrupt you.
Jerry.
I refute the allegations. I was never involved.
Jerry, you're scaring me.
That woman, she came out of nowhere.
This Halloween, the past is back to haunt them.
We have to get out of this hotel. We've run out of chips.
All work and no play makes Jerry a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jerry a dull boy.
Get ready for The Shinning.
Here's Jerry! Chocolate!
A short statement now from the Minister for Public Expenditure, Brendan Howland, TD. No questions, please. Cunis.
Good evening. Today, I announced dramatic reforms that will make it easier to fire civil servants. I call them servants because I often get them in my department to bring me my chamomile tea and Viennese whirl biscuits. Michael Noonan uses his as a footstool and sometimes a chair. Ministers reserve the right to tell them to f*** off. But these servants must remain civil, so they just put up with this abuse and keep on going. Under the current system, as the Taoiseach has demonstrated, the only way to fire a civil servant is to send someone around to their house on a Sunday to politely force them to take early retirement. Then he forgets all about the incident and gets the timeline so confused, the media forget the whole thing after a few days. Under my new guidelines, there will be no bonuses and civil servants will be sacked if they underperform. And by sacked, we mean they might get demoted from a lovely place like Foreign Affairs, which gets you around the world on 80 grand, to somewhere dreadful like the OPW, where Simon Harris is the minister for doing just about enough to stop old buildings no one cares about from falling down. And they will suffer this shame on the same money until they retire in their early 50s. And by underperform, we mean not doing what the minister tells them, even if a decision is a complete waste of taxpayers' money and is only in the interests of that minister's constituents. Finally, we will insist on upholding the high standards of appointing civil servants, ensuring they have qualifications and skills, such as being a blood relative of a minister, never leaking to the media unless it's good for the minister, shafting other departments, and can drink for 14 hours straight and know every word to Spencil Hill. Thank you, no questions. I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Iha Howlin.
Hi, welcome back to the Late Late Show. Finally, I'm proud to welcome some people that you've actually heard of. And because of that, I won't be able to ask them any interesting questions at all. Not that I mind, I gave that up years ago. Ha ha! So please welcome half of a band that was once famous for its music, but is now better known as capitalist tax tourists who endorse right-wing politicians and ram their music down the throat of anyone with an iPhone. It's Bono and The Edge from U2. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Taxation! Oh, yeah, come on, sit down here. Yeah.
Hello, yeah. It's good to be home. Thank you. Yeah, please, Ryan, get up off the floor now.
Okay, Right.
Yeah.
Bono, The Edge, as I do with all famous people, I'm going to go all giggly and shy and treat everything you were saying, no matter how stupid,
great,
as if it's amazing.
In Dublin, yay.
Wow.
What?
You're so great. You are amazing. Like me, I'm clever. I read books, children's books mainly, but books, yeah. Whoa.
Okay, that's weird.
So anyway, guys. It's 9:30, RT1, advertising in the breaks, costs about 20 grand a minute.
Great.
But for U2 and U2, see what I did there? Words. Yeah, I'm intellectual.
Come on, Ryan.
For U2, RT is going to let you have a 40-minute advert. Go for it.
I like Ireland. I feel Ireland.
Yep.
Ireland is in me.
Ha ha, inspirational. Wow.
Buy my things.
By the way, I presume this means I can't ask you about your tax avoidance thing.
No, man, that wouldn't be cool.
I'm cool. I won't ask, I promise.
Great.
I won't even ask how much you made from forcing yourself onto 500 million Apple devices. Wow.
We just want to say that we just love rock and roll and Ireland, yeah.
Okay, so let's get this straight. Do you just want me to ask the questions your PR company emailed my producer, or will I just sit here and nod dumbly at anything you say?
Okay.
No matter how patronizing.
Shut up, Ryan. I just want to say, you know, we helped the IDA bring you companies here.
Great.
To avoid big tax bills.
Excellent, yeah.
You're welcome, Irish people.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Please, Ryan, get off the floor. That's a Paul Smith suit, man.
Sorry, okay.
Thank you.
Right, we definitely won't even talk about how, you know,
your
dwindling popularity, the increasing ridiculousness, the moral emptiness.
Don't ask why Edge always wears a hat. His hair has glaucoma.
Okay, right, let's get to it. Here's my first question. I warn you, it's a really tough one.
Great.
What is it like being amazing?
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I love
you. You're on the floor again.
Whoa, yeah, you Right, let's get on with it. Good evening, I'm Dobbo. It's pitch black on Halloween night, and if you don't believe in ghosts coming back to haunt you, then you've never listened to 2FM at the weekend. Anyway, enough of that. Here's the news. A government spokesman has again indicated Enda Kenny is willing to meet the four people named in the BBC Spotlight programme on Marie Cahill. Yes, well done, Taoiseach. Irish water is in turmoil, your justice department can't find people to run itself, and unemployment is still 11.5%, even though everyone under 30 has left the country. But your time is best served digging up dirt on Sinn Féin. I'm sure it's not politically motivated at all. It's the 31st of October and the traditional festival of Halloween is upon us. It's based on the ancient festival of Samhain, when drunk and ignorant Bronze Age Celts would dress up as demons to frighten away ghosts. Whereas now, it's reenacted in Ireland by drunk and ignorant parents dressing their children as witches and SpongeBob SquarePants to frighten each other into not having any more children. Each year, there are crazes for different terrifying costumes. 3 years ago, it was the Joker from the Batman movies. Last year, it was Michael Noonan. And this year, it's meter installers from Irish Water. In sport, Dundalk FC won whatever they call the Aircom League these days. They won a whopping prize of €100,000, or a Wayne Rooney weekend, as it's known in the industry. Well done, FAI. You really are showing your commitment to grassroots football. €100,000, that's a massive amount of money. Almost as much as your chief executive earns in 3 months. And speaking of John Delaney, he couldn't organise a piss-up in Scotland. No, really, he couldn't. He only managed a 5% ticket allocation for Irish fans for the Euro qualifier next month in Glasgow. Also in sport, Ireland has named its side to take on Australia in Perth in this year's International Rules Series. Therein lies the joke, you see. International rules? What rules? Judging by the level of violence acted out in large stadiums, it must be Sharia law. Elsewhere, after you two claimed to have worked for the IDA during the recession, Gerry Adams has rushed to deny any involvement in the IDA, either before, during or after the recession. In a statement, Mary Lou McDonald threw her eyes up to heaven and muttered something about why did she ever leave Fianna Fáil? Finally, confidential documents seen by RTE have revealed that the first rule of the Irish Water Board is to never talk about the Irish Water Board. That's it, I'm out of here. My Halloween costume this year? Same as every other year. Sexy news anchor. So stay safe out there, Ireland, and go back to sleep now. If you can, with all those bloody fireworks, get me a bottle of rum. I'm done.
Ah, for goodness sake, they're disturbing my chakra at this hour of the night.
Trick or treat!
All right, very, very good. Yeah. Well done, everyone. Yeah, I see you're dressed up as Willie O'Dea. Very, very, very funny.
I am Willie O'Dea.
Okay, let me see what I got here. Yes,
A treat,
yes, yes. Here are some almonds. They're very high in antioxidants.
Jesus, boss, we don't want your nuts.
No,
the electorate didn't either. How about some lovely quinoa? It's a superfood, you know. Very, very good in the bowl. Very good indeed.
Have you no sweets at all, boss?
All right, something sweet. These blueberries are nice and ripe. Very rich in manganese and dietary fibers, which are crucially important.
For fuck's sake, Big Mickey, have you no chocolate?
Hold on, you listen to me. Chocolate is the devil's breakfast. But hang on, I might have some flaxseed in here. Willie, hold on to that for me there, please.
What are these now? No,
they're just the latest Fianna Fáil satisfaction ratings. Our position in the opinion poll.
What? Jesus, terrifying.
Lads, come back. Come back here. Well, at least it's good to see them do a little bit of exercise going forward.
There are literally thousands of people on the streets today all over the country. People like you who demand the right to free water.
Oh, God, it's warm today, isn't it, man?
Yeah, like it's roasting and it's November, like what gives?
Look, I think I'll nip in the store and get a bottle of water. Do you want one?
Cool, man. Yeah, get us a 2-litre bottle.
Cool.
Here's a 5. Don't get me the cheap stuff. I want Evian, okay? Get me Evian.
It's a basic human right. We have the fundamental right to a bath or a shower once a month, whether we need it or not. We are the... Having consulted with my comrades in a free and transparent discourse, I wish to amend my remarks. We have a right to a bath or shower once a week.
No.
What?
Every day.
We're never getting done.
Here, yeah. Oh, God, Maureen, is that rain?
Oh, I do hope not. I got a blow dry this morning. It cost me a fortune. The last thing I want is to get it wet. We demand free water.
I'll tell you what, Maureen. Let's take shelter in the Shelburne with a glass of champagne to the shower passes.
Great idea.
Here, who are you calling a shower? And we won't pay them. Come hell or high Well, you know roughly what I'm trying to say. Anyway...
Mayor Sergeant.
What is it, Eusebius?
What do you think? Is there any chance at all it might get a bit rowdy, a bit of a riot, what?
I think that'll be fairly quiet, you know. I think it's a fairly peaceful match.
Well, if they do kick off, can we bring out the water cannon this time?
Good God, no. Do you know any idea how much that thing will cost per gallon? No.
Oh.
Just use your truncheons like you always do, good man.
That's first disappointing, Sergeant.
I'm sorry, Eusebius. We just don't have the resources to douse them. Unfortunately.
Dear 34-year-old Lucinda, the good news is retirement is everything you hoped it would be, so relax. You might have walked out of Fine Gael on a point of principle, but it's no harm enjoying that holy ministerial pension they're paying now. And another thing, stop faffing around, Lucinda, and start that new party you were always banging on about. And in the name of Mary, Joseph and all the saints, don't spend the first 5 years calling it the Reform Alliance. Be honest and just tell the people you're the new Progressive Democrats. It might not get you a lot of votes, but it does get you some very lucrative positions on prominent boards of directors. Oh, and keep wearing those high-necked 18th century puritanical blouses. They never go out of style. Oh, and stop endlessly flirting with Mary Harney in the Sunday Independent. Every time I look back at those photos, I wish I hadn't looked back at those photos.
Lucinda's career is unregulated but promoted by the Independent Newspaper Group as it fits its South Dublin ABC One agenda. The prospects of Lucinda actually doing anything other than talk about forming a party may fall as well as rise. Watch her on every broadcast outlet during the same-sex marriage referendum as lazy journalists put forward the same old no-voting, anti-liberal voices until the end of time. Or you can move to Zurich, where the social reforms Ireland is crawling through have been in place for centuries.
And welcome. Well, it's been a week of farmers' protests, and our agriculture correspondent George Lee's been on the picket lines with the protesters. George, what's it all been about?
Well, Sean, farmers are angry with the owners of the meat factories, who they say are depriving them of their livelihood.
They're not getting a fair price for their animals. Surely it's down to supply and demand.
Yes, the farmers are demanding more for their supply.
Yes, for the heifers. And are suckler calves down in price as well?
No, the problem seems to be that these factories are making meat and they're not
But paying far too little for cattle, according to farmers.
Look, Sean, I don't know why you keep talking about animals.
What?
These are meat factories. They make meat.
George?
The same way, for example, a toy factory would make toys. And in the economic
right,
world...
Right, there we leave it, George. And just stay back after the show. I want to demonstrate how they make steaks. Anyway, now a very exciting announcement coming from Croke Park about a huge concert there next year. Oh, this will be good. Plastic Sheeting is on the line with the breaking news. Plastic...
Fum.
There's a very bad feed, lads. Are we getting anything
on? Plastic, we can hear you loud and clear. Just get on with the announcement.
Yes, we are waiting for the big announcement.
Yes, well...
Once the script are finished talking here, Sean...
Who?
Speculation it might be the rock band U2 or Coldplay or perhaps the Rolling Stones.
Get on with it.
Or maybe Bruce Springsteen.
Just tell us what's going on, Plastic. Who's
it's
playing?
It's taking longer than I expected.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The members of the script are still taking up all the time. It must be some other press conference. We're not quite sure.
What is this script you keep talking about?
Well, according to Wikipedia, they're a rock pop band who've been releasing the same single with slightly different lyrics since 2001.
Right.
Girls in their early 30s love them, Sean.
We're running out of time, Plastic. Is there any word on who's playing?
Yes, I'm just hearing now. I'm hearing
Yes.
That it is, in fact...
What? Are you sure?
It's the script, Sean.
What?
Mass Confusion.
You mean to tell us we've waited all this time for that?
I can confirm they will be supported by Farrell.
What?
Farrell Williams.
I presume it's William Farrell or something. Anyway, which part of Croke Park is the script playing? The Baron de Cusack or the Hogan? What a waste of time. Just sign off, Plastic. I'm sick.
Plastic Cheating. Halloween's Damp Squib. Croke Park.
Listen back to Cal's Kicks on the RT Radio Player. By the time I come back for part two, I'll have been offered $250,000 for a job in Canada.
Listen, I'll give you that amount just to go there. Just please, won't you just stop speaking? Bring back Riley. Honest, forgive him.
Come Black Knight. Fair is foul and foul is fair. I have Rabbit and Spleen of Gilmore. We're going to need a bit of magic if we're going to survive the next election. Happy Halloween!
Hey, how's it going, boy? This Halloween, you could stay in to watch a scary movie, or you could visit the truly terrifying What of a Halloween experience, boy. We've everything you need for a horrendously horrifying Halloween holiday. Chill yourself with spooky scare stories about real-life Transylvanian immigrants coming over here to suck the lifeblood out of our welfare system. See the horrifying conditions they actually live in on the frightening amount of €19.10 a week, boy. And experience the thrill of being a part of a real-life brain mob getting crazier by the minute.
Roll my elf!
Fuck off if you come from Kilkenny too.
Pitchforks are sold separately. Critics are already running scared about their wonderful Halloween experience.
Truly terrifying.
The Irish Times.
Blood chilling.
The Independent.
I just wanted it to stop.
Minister Aidan O'Riordan. Don't miss the unforgettable wonderful Halloween experience. Find us on the Facebook. Must end soon before the guards get actual resources and can do something about it.
Welcome back to Sunday Misanthropy. Later, Granny's Marbles play a Latvian polka, and then Sister Angela Flange reads a piece about the excitement of seeing the Riverdance on the Eurovision for the first time. But now, a specially commissioned poem from popular broadcaster and author John Kelly, entitled Celebrity Autobiography.
I am John Kelly, King of Niche, presenter of the Friday Works, to bring you culture every week is one of my many perks. A fan of Coens, young and old, Leonard, Adam and Ice Cream. And though I love my lyric show, to be an author was my dream. My book was good, it must be said, Flann O'Brien would be proud. Just like doornails, Flann is dead and can't be heard above this crowd. And just like him, my work of art is lost through infidelity to that literary tart, the celebrity biography. Roy Keane's like a horror film, your phone rings, you'll pay the price. Bods is like a Beckett play, where nothing happens less than twice. Des O'Malley, walking saint, or at least that's how he sees it. Michael Harding, once again, an existential rural Egypt. Poor Ivan Yates went to Wales, his bankruptcy a salient warning. I might even have bought the book, but he's on News Talk every morning. These no killer stocking fillers can be summed up in three words. Like life is short, stop paper miller. These stories I've both seen and heard.
And John Kelly will be hosting a book-burning ceremony of sporting books next week here on Sunday Misanthropy.
Coming up on TV3's Winter Schedule. From Cheapest Chips Productions, Dublin Airport Stories, where a woman wanders around the airport asking people questions about what they're doing there. A fascinating look at how people go to the airport to collect someone or to fly away. Ray Darcy's How to Beat Depression further lifts the lid on the taboo subject that is only talked about 25 hours a day in Ireland. Lucy Kennedy will present over 40 different shows, seeing as we have her on contract, unlike RTE, who put you on contract, give you one show a year, and then hide you in a fallout shelter in Montrose for the rest of time. She'll be presenting the exciting new quiz show, Sitting on a Fortune. Or if she doesn't do it, Alan Hughes will. He'll literally do anything. Then there's our new TV3 soap, Red Rock, a boy from Black Rock who turned red, starring Richard Boyd Barrett, Claire Daly, Ming Flanagan and Mick Wallace in this tale of riches to rags that will warm the cockles of your Cavistons. Alan Shatter becomes TV3's newest star with his hilarious Saturday Night Live, where he reads excerpts from his new book, Laura 2, Revenge of the Count. And of course, because we spent our entire 2015 budget on the Rugby World Cup, all we've left in the kitty is for Nora Owen's Mastermind, Vincent Brown's Midnight Coughing Fits, and Battle of the Bridesmaids. That's TV3 this winter. It's all about Ireland. And that's the scary thing.
Yes, my friends. Hello and welcome to another special edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yes. Okay. And who, pray tell, who have we got in the hot seat this evening? Only myself, yours truly, Auntie Gabo, ladies and gentlemen. Gabo.
Yes, Gay.
Are you ready to play for a cool million, which our friends the IBRC will immediately try to take from you?
Yes, I am, Gay.
Okay. First question, Gay. Are you all right? Are you feeling happy and glad?
Yes. Get on with it, my son.
Okay, first question. Which of these gives financial advice that delivers great results? Is it A, Russell Murphy, B, Derek Quinlan, C, Russell Brand, or D, Sean Quinn?
Okay, I know only too well for me that it wasn't Russell Murphy.
What do you want to do? I'd like to phone a friend, Gabe. Okay, of course again. Here we go.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, Mike. It's Gabo here, yeah. And I have Auntie Gabo beside me. Ooh. He's not doing terribly well, I'm afraid. He's down 2 million.
Well, tell me all about it.
The next voice you hear will be Gay's. Yeah. He's going to ask you the question. Take it away, Gay.
Hi, Gay.
Mike, my old Zagusha. Who would you go to for good financial advice?
Well, let me see, Gay. Well, not you anyway. Bye.
Suffering bullets. Dear, oh dear, we seem to have run out of time. Never mind. The next question, Gay, can you finish this well-known saying, a fool and his money? Okay, never mind. We'll just have to come back next week. Dear, oh dear, will I ever learn? Will I ever bloody learn?
Hello there now, hey, and welcome along to Wet Erin. Well, it's been wet, dry, warm and cold for the past week, but then you already knew that. Telling you what has already happened is just one of them annoying things we do, like giving you the forecast for Central America and Southeast Asia, hey. So who cares? It's always nice over there anyway. Dark evenings have set in, hey? So take care on our roads and streets as hordes of little monsters roam around issuing dire threats unless they're given something free in return. Or water protesters, as they're more commonly called, hey? Here at Wet Erin, we've issued yet another orange weather alert as skies throughout the country are ablaze with bonfires, fireworks and hijacked cars. And that's not Halloween. It's just Friday night in those provincial towns where the youth have been broken by First Fianna Fáil and are now ignored, have their dole slashed and have been taxed out to Canada by Fine Gael Labour. That's it from me, Jay Murphy. Happy Halloween there from Wet Erin and have a nice weekend. Hey.
Well, the midterm break has given me time to reflect. True, we've made some mistakes, but these mistakes are in the past now. Let bygones be bygones. It is high time to move on.
I absolutely agree with that concept.
What?
2008 is a long time ago.
Hold on now.
We have to move on.
But that's not quite what I'm...
But can't you? 1997 was a different time.
Oh, no.
We mustn't dwell on the past, okay?
No. What I meant is that we mustn't let our past haunt us.
Oh, hold on a second. Something foul is afoot.
It's all right. It's just the weather changing. They were predicting
No, it's not.
What?
Look up there.
What is it?
It's your past coming back to haunt you.
Oh, God.
And I'm very, very hungry.
Not you. You run for your lives! Anything but you!
I haven't gone away, you know.
He'll never get through my neck. It's far too hard.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it if I were you. Happy Halloween, Kickhouse.